I'm exhausted, I'm overwhelmed, I'm so frustrated, I'm embarrassed to go out in public, I'm packing on makeup, this isn't me, I just want to get back to me. And one last Google search, up pops San Diego Acne Clinic, and that's when I met Danielle. And that's when my whole world was opened up into what the actual root cause of acne are, what I wasn't told by any doctor, and actually what I didn't learn in holistic nutrition school.
Welcome to this week's episode of Hotter Than Health. My name is Eliza Gelman. Thank you so much for being here. This is a good one this week because here's the thing. If you have skin, you should listen to this episode. If you have been listening to the Hotter Than Health podcast for any extended period of time, you have heard all about the different types of skin issues that have come up, the different types of holistic practices that have come up when in regards to healing skin. You've heard about my struggles with hormonal cystic acne or keratosis pollaris, the tiny chicken skin bumps on the back of your arms. Maybe you've just heard about pores, clogged pores. Maybe you just want flawless skin. This is the episode for you. Today, we have on two incredible women. We have on the ClearStem Skincare Company founders. We have Danielle Gronich and Kaylee Christina. And Danielle is a licensed clinical esthetician and the acne guru on Instagram. And Kaylee is a certified holistic nutritionist, published author, and seed investor. She is also an advisor to wellness brands. They are the guests this week. They have come up with ClearStem. You may have heard of ClearStem. They have been on The Skinny Confidential. They have been on the Almost 30 podcast, on Poosh, on Forbes, Entrepreneur, Well and Good, WWD, Refinery 29. They've been all over the place. And what I loved about this episode was essentially hearing the feedback from other episodes that we've done of people saying that they have been struggling with hormones, skin issues related to hormones, skin issues related to working out, skin issues when it comes to eating too much dairy and they feel like they break out. What we talk about today touches on all of those subjects plus some. We talk about some of the most common pore cloggers that are in our skincare routines and in our foods. We talk about different supplements that we're taking that we are told to be taking because they are the most important vitamins, minerals, what have you, and they're actually clogging up our pores in a big way, or they are damaging or causing acne or increasing the amount of testosterone, which can be impactful for our skin. We go everywhere today, and what I really wanted to do was dive in with Kaylee and Danielle and get into the nitty-gritty of what are we missing here? We have clean diets. Maybe we're eating plant dominant. We are using clean skincare. Where are we going wrong? Why do we still have acne? Why do I still have hormonal acne? I feel like, yes, I've been traveling a ton, but emotionally, I'm not stressed. What's going on here? You will absolutely love this episode, and I'm so excited because we are going to schedule a part two. There was too much goodness to not have a part two with Kaylee and Danielle. If you have not already, little housekeeping, if you have not already, please go over to Apple Podcasts. It's the little purple app on your phone. Click 5 stars, leave us a review. It is the greatest way for other people who are searching for health and wellness podcasts to find Hotter Than Health. It is the greatest way to support the podcast. Also, if you're listening on Spotify, click the little check mark on the top right hand corner so that you are following and you never miss an episode. Next week, we've got a solo episode. I feel like it is about damn time. I have some updates I need to talk to you guys about. But today is about skin. It is about pores. It is about less is more with skincare. Welcome Kaylee and Danielle to the Hotter Than Health podcast.
Thank you both so much for being here today. I'm so excited to have Kaylee and Danielle on the podcast. Welcome to Hotter Than Health.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Happy to be here with you.
We I think a lot of people who listen to this podcast, there's a lot of overlap with Skinny Confidential and the types of podcasts that you all have been on and have absolutely blown up on. That's how I found you. And it's been so cool to watch everything skyrocket. For those who don't know about ClearStem Skincare, can you guys give a little bit of background on how you, Kaylee, and Danielle got into this space? I know that nobody just wakes up and says, God, I love acne. So where did this all come from and how did this start for you both?
That's so funny. Nobody wakes up saying that. But we do one day wake up with acne and then it can just be a big part of our life from that point on. And that's how it starts. So we started ClearStem because we both struggled with acne to a very severe degree. Mine was more prolonged than Kaylee's, but hers was almost more severe in some cases. So it's genetic. It runs in families to varying degrees and ran grade 4 cystic acne on both sides of my family. So I never stood a chance. So I went through the entire dermatology, you know, gamut for over a decade, antibiotics for years, spironolactone for years, all the retin A, all the topical antibiotics, even doing Accutane 3 separate times, and it didn't even work on me. So that's how bad mine was.
Three separate times.
Yes, with all the side effects. So, and it didn't even work. That's the part, you know, it's like everyone knows like they're going to go through hell with Accutane, but hopefully it's going to work. It didn't even work on me. So
bless
it
you.
Thank you. It was pretty terrible, but I wouldn't change a moment of it because that's what inspired me to use my biology background to go back to school specifically for acne and skin to figure out my own skin, but then also, you know, figure it out for the other people that I knew were struggling with the same circumstances. So long story short, I started San Diego Acne Clinic. I've had that business for about 9 years now. And we talk about all the things that never get addressed in a dermatology office, thing like what you're eating, how often you're exfoliating, what vitamins are you taking, what's your stress level, you know, all the things that really matter for skin we solve for people. And then we do customized treatments on them that make an immediate positive change. Kaylee here was one of my first patients when I opened, and she can fill you in on her experience of all this.
Like Danielle mentioned, I was one of her very first acne patients, and what's crazy is now all the emails and DMs of people's stories that we get in seem to really mirror exactly what I went through. I got off birth control, and within a few months later, my skin just completely erupted, bright red, inflamed, aggressive cystic acne on both sides of my cheek and coming down my neck. I had dealt with what I thought was a typical acne my whole life, nothing insanely aggressive, but enough that it was annoying. And I would do the typical like salicylic acid, exfoliate the crap out of my skin until it was red and peeling, but I'd never dealt with acne like this before. So I truly didn't know what to do. At the same time, I felt like something internally was really wrong in my body. I was like, for my body to come out and react this way, something must be wrong. I was going back to school to study holistic nutrition. So I was putting myself through all these different protocols. I was switching to 100% clean skincare. Nothing was working. Then I started to go to different doctors. I went to my primary care doctor and I ended up finding a couple different ones and got the same answer every time. You have to go back on birth control. When I refused to go back on birth control for personal reasons, you have to go on antibiotics. Here, take antibiotics for a minimum of 3 months, then come back. Let's see what happens. And at this time, I was doing all this research. I'm like, okay, but what's actually going on? Like, how is this going to help? And not one doctor could give me an answer of what was going on inside of me and how this could help. They were like, just try it and we'll see you in a few months. I didn't accept those as an answer. So then I went to the dermatologist and again, had gone to a couple different dermatologists to try to get different answers, but it was the same thing every single time. Accutane, 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 because it looked so aggressive on my skin. I really did not want to go on Accutane, everything I had learned about it. But after months and months and months of this, I was so close to caving. I actually started going through the process to go on Accutane because you have to get blood work done before. Mm-hmm. It started going through this process and my mom is like, please don't go on Accutane. I'm like, I don't know what else to do. I'm exhausted. I'm overwhelmed. I'm so frustrated. I'm embarrassed to go out in public. I'm packing on makeup. This isn't me. I just want to get back to me. And one last Google search, up pops San Diego Acne Clinic. And that's when I met Danielle. And that's when my whole world was opened up into what the actual root cause of acne are, what I wasn't told by any doctor, and actually what I didn't learn in holistic nutrition school. I am still so proud and love all the education I received, but acne and actual root causes of acne are not addressed in these forms. So we identified about 11 or 12 different acne triggers, including one that's never talked about, which is poor clogging ingredients. Poor clogging ingredients in skincare, makeup, and especially hair conditioner can cause acne. And not one dermatologist will tell you this. If you're working with a nutritionist, unless they're trained on now all the information that we're putting out there, we're actually training a lot of nutritionists, dietitians on this information. But no one said, hey, check your products for poor clogging ingredients. It could be one of your products causing your acne. So that was one of the many triggers that I had going on.
Oh my gosh. And that must have been so frustrating for you because you are the person that people go to when they have questions about nutrition and health and digestion and how to stay internally cleansed. But yes, it's almost that phony feeling of, well, if I can't figure it out for myself, like, why would I be, what's the holdup here? What is the holdup here?
Exactly. Because yes, digestion, gut health, all these things are so important. But if you actually don't know the little nuances within acne, that's when you can be doing all this internal work. But there's still these little nuances, again, even in healthy things, in healthy supplements, in healthy foods that you need to know that also trigger acne that need to be removed or evaluated.
I'd like to deep dive into that. We hear,
we're not leaving anyone hanging. We're talking about exactly what those are.
Well, because I was telling Mercedes before we got on here, guys, you're not going to hear Mercedes, but she is on the call and she is one of the formulators and she is a part of ClearStim as well. But I was talking to Mercedes prior to our interview and I just said, dude, I remember having the worst cystic acne for years and years. And as soon as you popped one awful, intense, painful zit that was volcanic, you have to cover it up and clog it so that you could look people in the eyes, and just, it was horrific. And then it spread, and then you, confidence goes down and stress goes up. It's just a vicious cycle. But with that, supplements are all the rage. There's 10 million supplements out there. Half of them have fillers for 90%. What are some of the most common supplements that people are taking that are triggering hormonal acne specifically and foods? Oh,
this is such an important question and it applies to nearly everyone. Mm-hmm. So the top supplements that are shown to spike testosterone, which is the primary hormone that when it's spiked, we get hormonal acne, right? Mm-hmm. We need our testosterone, but when we have artificial spikes, that's when we see a hormonal flare up. Think of it like, you know, when you're PMSing, your testosterone is the highest that it's going to be all month. And that's when most people get their acne. We're actually accidentally mimicking that through certain supplements that we're taking. For example, extra vitamin D. So this is the trickiest one because vitamin D is generally recommended to people with acne, but the study that it's based on is so like incomplete and outdated. It's just ridiculous, but that's another rant for a different time. However, people start taking a vitamin D supplement and it'll be an obscene amount. It'll be, if it's in a multivitamin, like part of a blend, it'll generally be about 200%. So double your recommended daily allowance. Okay. That's not too obscene. When you take a standalone vitamin D supplement, it'll be like 600 to 800%.
Aren't you just peeing it all out?
Well, with a lot of things, yes, but not vitamin D because it's fat soluble. So it actually accumulates in your system. And that accumulation, and you're taking it every day with no monitoring, no stop date, no nothing, no control. And all of a sudden your vitamin D is so high, you're not absorbing all of it and it spikes testosterone. And you can look, just Google vitamin D testosterone relationship. It's well documented, but nobody puts it in perspective for people with acne, and the dosage conversation doesn't really happen when they're getting that recommendation to take it in the first place. So excess vitamin D is number one. The number two most common one is excess B12. B12 is in everything. You might not be taking it, but it's finding its way to you. It's in your nootropics. It's in your focus things. It's in your energy. It's in your mood enhancing things. It's in your Celsius drink. It's in the spirulina that's being added to your smoothie. Like, it's literally everywhere. Mm-hmm. The dosage on this one's a little different because this one is water soluble. However, we're seeing obscene amounts of it in everything. I saw a supplement the other day that was a liquid B12, 140,000% of your RDB.
Why would a company, I'm genuinely curious, why would a company promote that? Is it the same thing as a company saying, oh, there's 10 billion strands of bacteria? It's like, we don't need that many strands of bacteria. Is it just about a marketing ploy?
Similarly, yeah. But however, vitamin B12, it gives you energy. So it spikes your testosterone and that gives you that boost of energy. So that's why people do it. Testosterone and dopamine kind of have a buddy system. Mm. So you spike one, you kind of get a dopamine rush. It does legitimately give you energy, but anything that speeds you up can break you out. And the devil's in the dosage with all of this. So if you're like, you're taking a B complex, guarantee you it's going to have too much B12. It's going to have too much biotin too, but that's another one we'll talk about. But be very mindful of vitamin B12 and spirulina in high doses. What's a high dose? Generally, anything that's over 300% RDB.
Mm, okay, good to know. We like numbers.
Yeah, it's helpful. And these are general guidelines just so people can actually kind of put this into practice. And you'll know if you're getting too much B12. One, if you know you're taking it and you're getting a ton of jawline acne, that's the B12.
I'm having a lot of revelations right now. That was my face. That was okay. Love all right. That. This is good to know.
Your revelation face is really cute.
Well, girl, it's the filter, but because of the breakout that I'm having because of travel right now. And we'll talk about that as well. Okay. Excess vitamin D, excess B12. What else are we eating?
Ooh, the other vitamin is biotin. So biotin, it doesn't mess with our hormones so much as the other ones. What it does do is stimulate keratosis, your keratin production process. That's why it makes your hair and your nails grow. We also have keratin protein in our skin. And if you're acne prone, genetically, you already make too much of it. That's part of the problem. So if you're acne prone and you go take a hair, skin, and nail vitamin, you're experiencing more breakouts. You're getting bumps on your arms. You're getting little bumps everywhere. You're like, what the hell is going on? It's making your skin protein hyper-produce keratin. So biotin, and I would again say above that 300% RDV mark, is also a trigger.
I have a question on this because I was telling Mercedes before we even started, we were talking about hard water and soft water. And I just had a conversation with some girls. I replaced my shower head and I can feel my skin softening in a great way. I'm so happy about it. My struggle has been KP, which is you do the scrubs and you moisturize and you do everything you can, but like, where is the fine line? I love my strong nails. I love my long, luscious hair, but I freaking hate the KP on the back of my arms, the keratosis pilaris. Is that something to do with my overproduction? What do I do?
Definitely. So make sure that lotion that you're using doesn't have any pore cloggers, because it will clog the follicle, the pore, and create little bumps. So throw the ingredients, copy and paste those into our ingredient checker on our website. See if it's just like you're exfoliating, which is perfect. You need to, for KP, you need to, but then also make sure that you're not then clogging or irritating the follicle with a pore clogging agent in your lotion. So that's step one for you. But yes, it's all part of the same condition. And we're actually formulating a hair and collagen vitamin that doesn't have biotin for this very reason. But you can still take things like silica and sulfur, and those are going to help with your hair growth and your collagen as well.
Thank you. And also, I remember one fact when I was going through some nutrition schooling that silica is also very often found in like the skin of cucumbers. That's what makes it so shiny. So extra cucumbers for everybody. This is amazing. Okay. So we know about biotin, vitamin B, B12, vitamin D. What about foods specifically that are triggering our acne/skin issues?
The top two foods are going to be, and we can talk about a few more too, are dairy and eggs. Dairy is a big one. A lot of people know this already if they're already breaking out. And you can actually see a pretty quick reduction in inflammation, new breakouts, if you remove dairy for about a week. And there is a small withdraw effect that dairy has, because it's very addictive, but it has what's in it called insulin-like growth factors. And it's in acting on our hormones. So if you're having dairy, you will see a lot of breakouts around the mustache, goatee area. What's funny about this is very similar to B12. It's hidden in everything. So some people are like, oh, I'm not having milk, or I'm rarely eating cheese. One, what's rarely? Because sometimes they're not even noticing where it is. So really starting to recognize, where is that dairy being put on things when you're not even asking for it? But two, a lot of on-the-go protein related things are whey protein. If it's not specifically indicated that it's a plant-based protein, it's most likely whey. So you'll see on the back of a nutrition bar or a protein powder, you'll see whey protein isolate. You'll see milk protein isolate. So checking on all of your on-the-go or anything that has the word protein on it, just flip it around and check what it is. Some people go to the gym and there's a smoothie shop attached and they just mindlessly order a smoothie and leave, but they've never once asked what protein are they actually using. And a lot of times, it's funny, when I go to the East Coast, and whether I'm visiting family, like my grandparents or my parents, and I go to the local gym to get a nice workout, there's always a smoothie shop attached. It's always whey protein every time I'm on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. And so I always have to double check. So I always remind people of this, because those are the hidden dairies that are breaking you out. The next one is eggs, which is really interesting, because this was one of my top acne triggers. When I met Danielle, I was making egg bowls for breakfast every single morning, because we're taught eggs are an amazing source of protein, which they are. I'm not taking away the nutritional value of eggs, especially the pasture-raised eggs, the ones that we want. Sure. But it's the egg whites. Egg whites have something in it called albumin protein, and it's important for us, but it's really hard for our bodies to break down. And most people are not deficient in albumin protein. We're going to see breakouts around our jawline, where our lymphatic system is. So if you're struggling with breakouts around there, it might be your eggs. So I highly suggest removing eggs. Another one that you're going to see a really quick reduction in new breakouts and inflammation once you remove eggs. And we're not saying that you have to remove them forever. We recommend, when removing anything, remove it for about 30 days. Make sure you take progress pictures too, because especially a lot of us who are struggling with acne, once it starts to subside and it's no longer new breakouts, we do have a hard time seeing the difference, because we're just staring at our skin every day. But when you can look at progress pictures, you can really find hope and motivation to keep certain things out of your diet and keep testing. So dairy, eggs. Another big one is caffeine on an empty stomach or before we hydrate. So if you're someone,
please speak.
If you're someone who wakes up first thing in the morning and you have like one sip of water, and then you just bolt right for the coffee and chug down the coffee, and then you're ready for round two. This can really spike our blood sugar levels and spike our cortisol. And this is going to have a massive impact on acne. So we're not telling anyone that you have to remove the caffeine, but make sure I have this huge mason jar, and I am not allowed to have my coffee until I finish this massive mason jar with a squeeze of lemon and a pinch of salt every single morning for those electrolytes. But make sure you're hydrated going into your caffeine. And if you can wait about an hour before having caffeine in the morning, 90 minutes is ideal. But if you can wait at least an hour, that allows for our hormones to start getting regulated properly for the day before we're dousing our body with cortisol and speeding it up and all the things that we do to run our busy lives during the day.
Is it too soon to say I love you? I think it's appropriate here. It's appropriate here.
Listen to your heart.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah. I want you to break down my coffee and my morning routine.
Ooh, let's hear it.
Tell me what I can add. Tell me what I could subtract, because I think a lot of people listening to this also have a similar protocol or are interested in a similar protocol. Wake up, 32 ounces, room temp. I'm the same as you. Once in a while, lemon. Not always lemon, but definitely pinch of salt, filtered water. Give it 30 minutes, 20 minutes. Have my greens juice powder in another 12 to 16 to 18 ounces. And this is all through, 40 minutes. So it's not like I'm guzzling 45 ounces of water immediately. And then after about 45 minutes of being up, I'll do a bit of ghee, cinnamon, and black coffee. And then sometimes I'll do a coconut cream inside. Break it down, tell me what to fix, tell me what to add, tell me what to take out.
I actually love all of that. And I do have one thing for you to add that's going to be so amazing. And I'm going to run and get it because I'm going to read off the back of it for you.
Okay. While she's doing that, I'm a big fan of mixing things up. Too much ghee. And not saying that you're having too much ghee. Sure. I did read a study that it can be hard on the kidneys. It's good to mix things up. Really, really high quality olive oil works mm-hmm. just as well in your coffee for that bulletproof coffee kind of concept. It's really, really, really good. If you go to the like Starbucks headquarters, they actually have an olive oil coffee and it's delicious.
Oh my God. I think that I'll mix it up. I'll do either coconut cream one day because it's heavy in fat, and then another day. Like I won't do the butter and the coconut cream, but I'll mix those two things up. Yes. That's a really good thing. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Just be careful with that too, because making sure that olive oil isn't heated too much in your coffee. That's really important because olive oil is such a low smoke point that if your coffee is too hot when you're putting it in, you're immediately making it rancid versus ghee butter having the higher smoke point. So just be really aware that the coffee's cooled down a little bit before you're putting the olive oil in, putting it.
Write that down, you guys.
Yeah. Good tip.
Yeah. That's
what about walnut oil? Okay. I love walnut oil for the omegas too, to mix it up.
Not in anything hot. That's like an insanely low smoke point.
Okay. Good.
What about coconut oil? Coconut
oil is high smoke point.
Yep, that's good. Any of these oils that aren't ghee, tallow, which like, I don't think you want to be putting tallow in your coffee. You want to be like frying veggies in that.
I will do anything.
Yeah. But butter and coconut oil are the only two that you'll be wanting to put in a hot drink for beneficial reasons, but olive oil. My favorite one, if you are going to do it, is literally a medicinal dose of olive oil. It's called Kyord. And I totally could be butchering the pronunciation because I've actually never heard them say it. It's Kyord. It has amazing clinical studies that have actually like reduced tumor sizes, that have helped re-regulate blood sugar. Like it's help raise white blood cell count. It's like so insane.
I love alternative medicine.
Yeah. My medicinal dose. Yeah. With ghee butter, making sure it's like a half a tea, like it's almost less than you're thinking, just a little bit of that in, because it's going to help you get the healthy fats without being too overwhelming. Okay. The product I'm so excited to share with you, because it's by one of our favorite women, Emily Morrow, who we've joined forces with. She recently joined the ClearStem team to help build out our telehealth wing for all of our new acne lab testing that's coming out. So she came out with this product to put in your coffee every single morning. And it's for 99% of people, it's all the minerals and vitamins that you need first thing in the morning in the proper dosages. So it's vitamin A, vitamin D, but a proper dose, because again, we always talk, we just gave you all that info on vitamin D. It's only 25% of your RDV. So really low, but the correct amount. Selenium, vitamin E, organic coconut milk powder, inositol, taurine, and vitamin K2 to help absorb the vitamin D. And again, it's like 99% of the nutrients that you need to kick off your day. And it's the tiniest scoop goes in your coffee. So it's like your go-to mineral vitamin, first thing in the morning.
I love that.
Yeah. So I'm a huge fan. It's called Daily Basics by Core Formulas.
Daily Basics. Wrote it down. Got it. We're getting into colder seasons, and I would be castrated if I didn't ask about making sure we stayed moisturized and not clogging at the same time. I think that there's a huge, when it gets colder, we're wearing more clothes, things are congested. We're also going to the gym still. I know a lot of people listening to Hotter Than Health, they love to work out, they love to sweat, they love to get movement in. What are some of the best ways to make sure our skin is staying clean and clear, but still super moisturized during cold months, especially? This week and last week, I was on the road. I only had one night at home to sleep on my own sheets, to have a little bit of time to do laundry, and everything's been a little inconsistent, except for my morning routine. We all know that I am absolutely obsessed with my morning routine that includes the green juice. But since I've been traveling, and since hotel coffee can be a little bit unpredictable, we don't really know what's going on there, I have been using a little bit of the Organifi protein powder
after I have my greens juice. Now, let me tell you how I do the greens juice, because I think a lot of times we overdo it and we get a little too much flavor, or we get too much green, if that's even possible. Here's how I do it. I do half a pack or 3/4 of a pack in about 20 ounces or 16 ounces of water. I shake it up, or I blend it, mix it, stir it however I can. And then, only then, do I have my coffee. I have my coffee after the greens juice. It gets digestion going. I'm getting adaptogens, which are helping with regulating my central nervous system and adapting to stress. My body is feeling good, alive, calm, well, while also energized. If that is how you are feeling, then make sure you are checking out Organifi.com/HTH. You can check out all of my favorite products, the protein, the magnesium, the greens powder. Trust me, the greens powder, it is where it's at. You can check it all out and get 20% off at Organifi.com/HTH, or check on the link in the show notes to get your 20% off. You will not regret it, and your morning routine will be perfect.
Yeah, so the best skin tips that have to do with exercise are to rinse off like as soon as possible after. You do not want to go work out and then go run errands, especially if you're prone to like body breakouts or KP, and making sure that your fabrics are cotton whenever possible, and that there's not a lot of like friction on the skin that would compromise your skin barrier. So like hot yoga is like my favorite thing to do. From the ground up here, make sure that what you're using on your skin, your face and your body is free of pore cloggers, because when you work out, you heat up, your pores essentially kind of open up, and you know, they're trying to let sweat out, but they're also letting what's on the surface back in. So if you're sweating and you have a pore clogger in your makeup, it's going to go into your pores even deeper. So you want to make sure, number one, that you don't have anything on your skin that's going to be bad if it's granted deeper entry, right? Same thing if you're in a humid environment. Mm-hmm. So that's number one. And then after you're done working out, even if you just stick your face in the water fountain and splash off with cool water, it's literally just the splashing off of the sweat. You don't have to bring your whole skincare routine with you to the gym or yoga studio. You just want to splash off first, and then maybe have a backup sunscreen in your car or your workout bag, so you can at least just have your sunscreen on and then go about your day.
Okay. So it's beneficial. I like that you're giving it simple instructions. You're not saying, okay, make sure you have your 12-step with you. It's just rinse off. Okay.
I literally just stick my face in the fountain after hot yoga. If you don't do that, what'll happen is the sweat and you know everything that was on your skin is just kind of dry and turn into blackheads as it kind of gets reabsorbed back into your pore. So that's what you don't want. If you get a bunch of blackheads after your workouts, it's because you're probably not rinsing off right after.
I feel absolutely called out. Okay, because hot yoga, it is also my jam, and you are drenched, and then you feel like the peeling of the yoga mat a little bit. You can feel the things starting to pill a bit with workouts and with all of that. I have a question about pores. Is it true that you're essentially, you can shrink your pores temporarily, but you're basically born with the size pores you have? There's not like a facial you can get that will permanently. I feel like I have such deep sunken in pores. Is that just going to be the case?
Are you talking about on your nose specifically, or?
I guess everywhere, but I mean, I look mostly at the T zone area.
Got it. I mean, everyone's pore size, it's genetic. It's just one of those things. You're like, okay, these are my pores. Okay. So what you want to do is make sure that you're using a chemical exfoliant, like a salicylic acid or mandelic acid, which is what we prefer. That's going to dissolve the extra oil and control the oil production in your pore, which is going to give the appearance of smaller pores. There's also some ingredients out there that have a quote pore minimizing effect, and those are really helpful too. We're actually working on one right now. But using a chemical exfoliant is going like in a serum form, you know, not a scrub for this particular context. That's going to be how you, you know, essentially control the appearance of your pores.
I love that. Okay, great. And I have 75,000 other questions I would like to ask you, but I know that we are getting close on time, so I want to make the best use of it. You all sent, before this interview, it was almost a month ago that you guys sent over
a product that has been fighting aging as well as acne. And the it has, I want to say it almost has a tea tree oil smell, but it has been something that I don't have it right in front of me, but I've been using it morning and night. I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it. I feel like everything has, I feel like it's replacing so many different products all in one. Can you
what
talk
color
about
is it? Which one?
Yeah. I'm like, wait, which one is it?
Tea tree oil. Wait, like, here, I'm grabbing it.
We actually don't use tea tree in anything. I'm so excited to see what she's talking about.
Which one? I love to hear people's favorites. That's totally my favorite thing, to see which one. And for everyone listening as well, our whole entire line is both acne and aging at the same time. So every single product from the Clear Stem line will help with both acne, aging, and any post acne related outcomes. So like scar damage, hyperpigmentation. So the whole line is going to work on both at the same time while also being clean.
It is.
All right. Drum roll.
Okay. Which we ready?
It is Cell Renew.
It's almost gone. I'm telling you, it's crack. I want to drink it. It's the Cell Renew Serum, stem cells, reishi, and hyaluronic acid, but it really is calming. And I'm one of those people where if I don't feel like my skin is clear, I want to peel it off. I want to scrub it. I want to do, you know the feeling. And this product, you hear the empty spaces. I'm absolutely obsessed with it. I love it so much.
That is our OG product. That was like our only product for like 2.5 years. And it's beneficial for everybody's skin. It's gentle enough to be used as a microneedling solution, but it's like corrective enough to calm the skin down, to regulate oil production. Like there's a very specific ingredients in that one, because hyaluronic acids are, everyone's got a hyaluronic serum. They're basic. What we did was we combined B5, saw palmetto, collagen derived stem cell culture. And then what else do we have in there? Willow herb, turmeric. I mean, it really is just the whole like perfect meal of ingredients to calm your skin and just like let it heal.
I feel like my skin's eating it. I feel like it wants it when I put it on, and then it absorbs really efficiently, and then it lays. You can't tell. Nothing pills. Some serums kind of pill a little bit. Mm-hmm. Everything lays super well. And I'm not a big makeup person. I'll use a little bit of as clean as possible, but this has been such a staple. I've been using it for almost a month now, and well done, guys. I will be buying this again. I love it. Before we go, I know we're going to have to do a part two because there's so much more we want to get into acne. I want to hear about the 98% success rate that Danielle has had within her clinic, the difference in natural facials and medicines that we are on, and just more about your backstory as well, because I find that skin is such a personal issue, but so many people struggle with it. So it's personal, yet everyone deals with it. Before we leave, if you each could leave each person with one tip that you all have integrated recently into either your skincare, your food, your relationships, business, what is a top tip that you can give to the listeners?
Oh my gosh, love this. Number one that applies immediately is to use only lukewarm water when you're in the shower. Oh. Hot water will age you so fast.
Okay. I'm cold. Doesn't have to be cold.
Just lukewarm. And keep the showers as short as possible. Water is actually drying to our skin barrier. It distorts our pH. It takes away our natural moisture. So short and not hot. If you can with your showers. Diet. Let's see here. Not having coffee first thing, waiting at least like 45 minutes.
That's such a good one.
It's been huge for my cortisol. And then this is something I'm still testing, but you mentioned back acne. I was struggling really, really bad. My back like flared up because I was like traveling too much, stressed out. I had my tests done and my cortisol in the morning was like through the roof. I'm like, okay, time to address that. So I went down a rabbit hole, and number one thing is to delay caffeine intake upon waking, not just have it, you know, within the first 5 minutes. And then also phosphatidylserine is supplement you can take that actually helps regulate cortisol. I've been taking that and I feel a night and day difference. So that's just phosphatidylserine. I don't know how to describe it. It helps the brain like calm down and regulate. And I honestly like don't even need coffee anymore when I take it, because it just helps me feel clear and happy and not need to go get caffeine. So that's something new that I've implemented that I'm in love with. So we're actually looking more into that as something that we could offer for people in a supplement form to help with their cortisol and their morning stress.
I'm happy to hear that you are actually addressing it. That really makes me happy for you.
Thank you.
And then what about you, Kaylee?
Mine would be always come back to the basics. I know how overwhelming it can feel whenever you're going through a breakout. And let's just say maybe you even got clear for a little bit and your skin is erupting and it's almost that PTSD reaction of, oh my gosh, it's happening again. And the first thing we want to do is make it go away right now. So we start picking at it. We go to all of our bad habits, right? It's like so ingrained in our human nature to be like, I want to take care of this right now. But if you can pause and take a deep breath, and remember what actually helps get rid of acne. So the first thing I want everyone to do is just ice pack it to help get that inflammation down. That'll also help keep you from picking at it, because it'll give you something to do without making it worse. And then the basics with helping with acne, either our vitamin scrub or pregame mask. Specifically, when I'm having a breakout and I'm like, I need to get this out of here as soon as possible, I'll do our pregame mask, because it's a little more powerful of an exfoliation. And then I'll do our clarity serum. Make sure that your skin is worked up to both of these before doing it, because if you've never exfoliated in your life, then you do double exfoliation, it could peel a little bit. So if you've never exfoliated and your skin isn't used to it, just do the pregame mask and then do the Cell Renew and moisturize like we talked about. If your skin is worked up to it, you can do both. Since I use our products every single day and I've worked them up, I do both. So the pregame mask, clarity, you let that sit to do its work for about 15 minutes. That's when it's going to do all its work. You don't want to put anything on top of it for at least 15 minutes. And then I follow with really working in the Cell Renew serum, really activating in that area, getting the blood flow, moisturizing with our HydroGlow, and make sure I'm taking our mind, body, skin supplement as well. And I stay really patient with that. And honestly, when I have a rough breakout, I can get it to go away in less than 48 hours when I don't pick and just go to those basics.
God, there's nothing more satisfying and also disappointing than picking. It's the worst. It's definitely a blessing and a curse. But you guys, you've got it. You just got it. You get it and you know it. And you all are so great at explaining this in layman's terms and with such confidence that it's going to make people really, really listen. And I think that's the whole point, is that you believe so deeply in it and that you speak with this much conviction. For anyone who is listening who wants to try these products, you can always check out ClearStem and use the code HTH and you'll get 15% off products. We want to have that for listeners. I've been using the Cell Renew, and I forgot to mention the supplements that you have. And
yes.
Those are great.
Those are the biggest game changer ever.
Mm.
And my body, just, skin. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And they just go with your regular supplements, whatever you're taking, magnesium, vitamin, check your vitamin D, but whatever you're taking, they go in really well. You don't even notice that you're taking them. So that has been a game changer. Highly recommend that. So use a code HTH for 15% off. Thank you both so much, Kaylee and Danielle, for being here. We will have to schedule a part two because there's too much to get into. I know you absolutely ate up that episode and you are ready for part two, just like I am. If you haven't already subscribed on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts, wherever you are listening. And if you do feel like checking out ClearStem and any of the products that we were talking about today, you can use the code HTH for 15% off. Again, that is code HTH for 15% off, and that is ClearStem, ClearStem. We are so, so excited to have them back on. They are a wealth of knowledge. Danielle and Kaylee, they know their shit. They know what they're talking about. And they have not only talked the talk on this podcast, but they are walking the walk. They have cured their own acne and they know what to do. They know how to get to the root of our skin issues. We are so excited to have them back on again in the future. But make sure you tune in for next week's solo episode. We've got some things to catch up on.
We'll talk to you next Thursday.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.